The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Davide Baroncini, buonasera.
Buonasera a tutti. Hello, everyone.
How have you been?
Hello, hello, hello. It's been a while. I'm happy to be back.
I'm happy to have you back. Thank you for offering the last... Oh, fuck me. Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
As you guys can hear, we weren't alone.
Unbelievable.
This is just a regular check. Which means that it happens...
Nutella!
Multiple times during the day.
But it's...
No, they're serving their purpose.
I know, but Nutella, did you hear anything? No, she heard a minor thing, and then they all act like...
even Nina being deaf, she's still running away just to support.
Yeah, you gotta... You need the visual of Nina being like, where are we going? What are we doing? Look, now Nina's taking Nutella's bed. And then when Nutella comes back up, she's gonna steal the bed from...
It will take other 20, 25 minutes for them to rearrange.
Nutella, stop! Stop it. This is really cute because I just asked people if they wanted to send in questions and we got a lot really quickly. Did you see that I posted like a full reel in my underwear today on Instagram?
I saw. Big up for
Intimissimi.
For Intimissimi. Friends. Friends of the podcast.
They are friends of the pod. Friends of the podcast.
Ciao Marchino. You look beautiful in those. And those.
Thank you, Davide.
Those posts. You really are. You're glowing. You look gorgeous right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's true. We were taking a shower, and I told you, like, I think you.
Do you? That was. I know. I have to say that you deserve a lot of props and acknowledgement for being, and you mean it. But being so loving and complimentary during like every stage of my body, like it's very rare. I mean, I've never had a relationship where someone was constantly telling me how beautiful I am, especially when I'm like 6 months pregnant, naked in the shower, like nipples, like literally resting on my belly. Like,
you are without any doubt in the most beautiful stage for every woman to live in life. You are at the peak of your beauty. You're a mother. You also make babies for me. So
I make you babies.
How could I not?
I'm doing a little, I think last time I was a little like, I didn't, it was a little COVID, so it was such a different time, but I...
Seems such of a long time ago.
I know. But I've kept up with all my beauty regimens and all my habits this time. And they're just little things.
You're pretty low maintenance. I was about to say, like, you're not...
No, but I've been getting my nails done.
Of course.
But, like, that self-care that I'm doing this time that I didn't do last time for a couple of reasons, it just makes you feel... Like, you know, being able to like carve out time to like get my nails done or like go get a wax or like get my eyebrows done or like take extra time to like do my hair. Like it makes me feel good. It
makes you feel much better.
Like small little things. It makes me feel.
I would imagine that.
Really good.
Life is about those small things. It's not, you know, now without being too philosophical or dramatic, but life is all about the little things.
I agree. You and I are really good about that. I mean, you and I both care about how we feel And carving out that little time for myself has made me feel nice. You know, spraying a little bit of fucking spray tan on my face once a week to feel like I'm not mozzarella makes me just feel a little bit better.
Yeah, but that I think is important for everyone.
For everyone.
To live, I think we're also...
It's like a self-respect thing a little bit.
Totally. And we are also in a... It undeniably we are more mature, you know. We are also more prepared for what we are about to face. And
more chill this time.
I think we are in a different place in life, you know.
Can you remember when we mentally, would sit at the kitchen table, that round kitchen table when I was pregnant, and we would eat dinner together and I would cry and say, how the fuck are we going to do this?
No, but you know, and he has nothing to do with, I'm not referring to any sort of like being more organized or thing in place that are arranged in a different way. I'm more referring to a mental.
And so I think I feel mentally, but that's how I feel. Like it's a mental thing.
Mentally and morally, I think we are more, and this just means that we have a lot of to do. We have a lot to do ahead, and we're very busy, and we're working very hard.
But the band-aid's been ripped off.
But I think that as a individually and as a unit, as a family, we are stronger and we grow together, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful to witness. I'm very happy. I'm very happy.
No, you're a great dad.
I know these things, but I'm very content.
I feel that way too.
I'm very happy to do life with you.
You're a great dad and a great partner. And so knowing that, like, even if he has colic or he doesn't, you know, even if he's like a completely different baby than Carmelo, which he will be, like, I feel like you're my road dog.
By nature, you know, like we all, it's so funny. Literally, I don't remember anymore if I'm reading thing or if I saw it on Instagram or if I saw it on somewhere. But like somebody was talking about life and about each of us. And it's like, we are all unique. In the sense, we are all, there is not another person like us.
Yeah, totally.
No, but you know, as much as we think that we might are able to bring people, you know, to labeling people, to stereotype or to put them in a, you know, categories of human being. Like, oh, he's a this or there's an architect, there's a lawyer, there's a doctor, you know, there's a creative director, whatever. I think that it's very important for everyone to feel the way. There's only one you. There's only one me. There is only one Carmela. There is only one Carlo. And there is only one Margaret.
Carmela.
You know, it's very... Yeah, I think our talking about this, I think also our perspective about life is changing, and it's beautiful. I'm very happy about this. Can't wait to meet him.
I know.
I love to talk about him.
A full person is coming. Did you know that hair thinning is going to happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? I am that one. So please know that you are not alone. Thinning is normal, but it's not openly talked about, and going through it can feel lonely and frustrating. And like oftentimes I feel like the things that we do to rid ourselves of the thinning, like it's like worse for our hair. So join over the 1 million people that are doing something about it with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Everyone's root causes of hair thinning are very different. So one size fits all is just not the approach. And Nutrafol knows that. So they have multiple formulas tailored to give your hair exactly what it needs to grow through the different stages of your life, such as postpartum, menopause, as well as different lifestyles such as plant-based. I cannot tell you enough, and I said it to someone today, I did not experience postpartum hair loss from taking Nutrafol. It is absolutely, like, I was so nervous during my pregnancy because my hair was so lush and beautiful, and I've had so much hair thinning my whole life, and I was like, you can't take this away from me. And I didn't have any hair thinning. Many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, but Nutrafol clinically tests its final formulations to ensure their efficacy. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol's Women Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. So the science is there. All you have to do is go online, take their hair wellness quiz at Nutrafol.com, and you get a personalized hair plan, which is based on your specific root causes. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code BEST. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEST. That is Nutrafol.com, promo code BEST.
Welcome to Being Her, the ultimate guide to living your best life as her. Being Her is a podcast that focuses on the journey of womanhood through exploring feminine energy, relationships, purpose, and self-discovery. Being Her aims to inspire you to become the best version of yourself. Join me, Margarita, as I share my insights in solo episodes and invite remarkable women to share their experiences, perspectives, and insights in interviews. Together, we'll explore their lives, careers, and their journeys, offering guidance on how to live your best life as her.
Well, that was one of the questions getting into that. By the way, you guys were so cute. I only asked the question a little bit ago, and you wrote, so many of you wrote back. Look at all these questions. Have we ever moved to Italy? At some point. Not right now. The fantasy of living in Italy, you guys, like...
Yeah, we talk about this. It's
hard there too.
I think in another time of our life, for sure.
Yeah, we'll have a place there in a couple of years. And
when
then
it could be quiet and we can be disconnected and we'll not be concerned about income and...
Yeah, but also, I just think it's...
Question is it Italy today an option to work and express ourselves with the same freedom and space...
No.
...that we have here? No. The question is, the answer to that question is no. For multiple reasons. Is it Italy today a great place, they give you the space and they give you the time to raise a family and to have a career the same way you can do it here, I doubt. Do I miss a certain thing about Italy? Certainly.
Every day.
Do I miss literally every day? But I'm not being literally every day, multiple time of the day. Mm-hmm. And we had the perspective of doing that. That was my, you know, to build a family there and to build our careers there. It would be limiting for what we can.
Could you imagine?
Build here and do here simply for
what a different life
for the future of our family, mm-hmm. for the future of our kids. I mean, we would be both hypocritical. Saying differently, you know? Saying something different than this. Mm.
What's Davide looking forward to experiencing in life with his son?
Wow, so there's a lot of questions about it. I'm a full guest tonight. I'm not a host, okay.
I said that you were coming on the podcast.
This is a very good question. And to be honest, the last 6 months, this is what I've been trying to prepare myself and what I've been thinking the most. I'm not going to deny that I'm excited and I'm a little also
I'm shocked,
like, you know,
how nervous you are to have this.
Because I feel that the set of responsibilities, it's equal, of course. I have equal responsibilities. But the set of responsibilities just change.
But
I almost feel that I need different tools in my father toolbox to raise a boy, you know, like, and
very cultural, because hearing all
correct
of your guy friend, like, I thought you were all going to be like, hell yeah, I'm getting a son. And the way you've all have been talking, like when you called like Santo and I heard him go,
Santino,
ooh, Maschio,
Alessio,
ooh, like they were like, you're in for it. Like now, they basically were like, now you have work cut out for you to like raise this strong man. We're like, Carmelina,
yeah,
you have to just like love her and make her feel safe. It's stuff that you're more correct. Confident it's doing, but you have to make sure that this boy is like,
yeah.
What Davide said, which fucking break, like, oh, what Davide said that like made me so emotional and like made me understand like the gravity of the pressure he puts on himself to like raise a good man was like, you bought my mom and I flowers for Mother's Day, like both of us. And you got like one, I think whatever you got some, or it was like Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. You got me a bouquet. You got my mom a bouquet and you got Carmela a bouquet, yeah, and a big bear.
Yeah, of course.
And you were like,
it's my Valentine as well.
And of course. I was always my dad's Valentine too, but it was so cute that you were like, you like had this moment where you were almost like thinking out loud and you were like, oh, Carlo's got to know, he's got to make sure that like he needs to know that like every Valentine's Day, like he needs to get flowers for his mom and his grandma and his sister.
That's how I feel. Like the point is this.
He's got to be in, you know, like a how to act right boot camp or something.
No, that's how I feel. And the point is this, and I don't mean by any meaning to be controversial what I'm saying, but it's like from men to men, from father to son is a one-on-one transfer. I am building you up. I'm building a man with all what it means to be a,
totally.
To be a man. Same, of course, is what it means to be a woman. And we are lucky to have a family with both of this figure being present, you know, mm-hmm. because most of the time you hear stories about where maybe the father was in the equation or the mother was. And so like, you know, it's in the development of an individual, of a child, might be a little bit more challenging, or where, you know, certain kids don't have both of those figures. So in this case, it's like we are very fortunate to be together and to be able to provide them both sides of that, being a woman and being a man. From father to son, I feel that is, like I say, the transfer is like one-on-one. It means like my responsibility as a father is to transfer to him. It has nothing to do with what I love in life or what I do or or my passions or what I'm, you know what I mean? It's not mm-hmm. superficial. It's a little bit more deep. With Carmela, the beauty of the love of a father for a daughter is unconditional. Like it's like you love that woman and it's like, it's your baby girl. It's your daughter. And you lead by example. It's more like, this is how you talk to a woman. This is how a man should approach a woman. This is how a man should approach another man in front of a woman. This is how I talk to your mom. This is how I take care of you and your mother and your nonna. And that is almost like, you know, you're transferring still, but in a different way.
Yeah.
And undeniably, every time you speak to somebody, regardless or their, you know, like of their life or of the job they do, of their sexual orientation, or it's undeniable that whenever a man or a woman speaks about their father or their mother, it just shifts the way they speak about those two figures. So yeah, I wanted to articulate a little bit more my thought to make sure that I wasn't coming across like, you know, yeah, so it's exciting, and I'm definitely nervous to meet this baby boy who will turn in a young man, who will turn in a man, and hopefully will choose to build this family, to start the process all over again, you know? That's the thing, is the beauty of life.
I wonder if we're gonna have three kids or if we're gonna stop at two.
What I love about these is that it was so, we worked so hard for Carmela, and Carlo coming to us this way, I think it was a blessing. I think it was a beautiful thing. So if it will happen again, you know, we love each other. And we loved when we had Carmela, and we loved after we had Carmela, and we loved, and that's what brought us Carlo. And so I think I'm very happy. I'm a little nervous. I really am.
What are you the most nervous about?
Besides what I just explained, I don't know.
Are you nervous that you think he's not going to... Do you have any nervousness of him like not understanding you?
Yeah, when I talk about transferring the one-on-one transfer sort of things, I'm also concerned about them. I remember being young enough to, you know, around 16, 17, when I discovered myself and I discovered my sexuality and I discovered a little bit of, you know, I had older brothers. I kind of grew up young. I was pretty shaped already at that age. My father's opinion wasn't always, my development from a young man to a man, my father wasn't too present. And also, you know, generationally different kind of man. You know, my father knew how to be a father through his work. My father knew that being a father was providing to the family, which was pretty usual for those years. You know, like today I think we are a little bit more progressive in the way we parent, the way people parenting. You know, my father didn't know that. So my father, 1 hour a night, have dinner, and there was his, he was my father. He wasn't a friend. He wasn't somebody I would ask for advice. He was just that. He knew only how to be that. God bless. So like the fact that he will might not understand me, or, you know, or that I will not be clear to him, or that I will not be sending him clear message, or, you know, growing up here is not comparable to growing in Italy.
Yeah.
So I hope that the transfer of values and way to live, because at the end, sometimes, even with you, like, you know, it's interesting to see how sometimes we live, you witness how I live my life day by day. Sometimes it's almost funny for you to witness that, you know? So like, I hope that by the time he will be old enough to start filtering what I'm transferring to him, he will be understanding of
I feel like if we see them going in a direction that feels like it's out of our control, is a moment.
Which it will happen.
No. But you know, like, I think we're self-aware enough to have a moment where if we're like, these kids are not exhibiting like the morals and the values that we thought they were going to have. Like, they're like missing like the essence or like the meaning of things. That I feel like will be a moment where you and I are like, we're fucking moving. If we got to the point where he was like 11 or 12 and he like talks back or like doesn't speak to women correctly or like had like, I feel like you and I would be very good about being like, we've lost the plot here. Like, it's time to go.
Yeah, for sure.
And he would need to go into like boot camp.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, like, I don't want to.
That's my biggest worry about them being like assholes.
Wrong, but this famous writer once said, it's not places that makes people. It's people that makes places.
100%, Davide. But.
So like I think that the environment is important. Environmentally, of course.
But the people in your life and just your friends.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm, the environment is so important. I understand exactly what you're referring
have
to.
The people. Like, if we sent our kids to go hang out with like your fucking sisters for a couple of weeks.
No, for sure.
You fucking serious?
No, but that's important. What I'm happy about this house and the way we live, I'm happy about what we created here. Like, it's almost like a small world. Now, of course, you know, like, they will not always be between the walls of this house, but I trust so much about what we will give to them as a family that I'm not too concerned. Like once they will be exposed to the environment, I know that they will be prepared to understand what's good and what's not good and what's right and what's wrong, and I trust that process. I trust us in that process, being parents. I think that we will give them what it will take to them to face the environment the right way. I am positive about that.
Nurx is a digital healthcare platform that makes it easy to get the expert healthcare you deserve at every step of your journey. We know that everybody is different, so Nurx provides treatment and care that is personalized to you. Through life's changes and transitions, Nurx is here to help you make informed choices about your health with care offerings like birth control, anti-aging prescription care, and treatment for common mental health concerns, all tailored to your unique health history and goals. Their experts are here to help. They have licensed medical providers that possess in-depth knowledge and expertise in a range of common health concerns, helping patients find the right treatment options based on their preferences and health history. There is no more one-size-fits-all approach, only effective, tailor-made solutions. And they are care model designed to grow with women, from birth control to wrinkles and dark spot treatments. Nurx understands women's healthcare journeys are unique and that they are ever changing. And that's why Nurx's care model provides comprehensive treatment options specific for women so that they can receive ongoing, high quality, integrated care all in one place. Taking control of your reproductive health starts with Nurx. Their medical team is here to help you with a wide range of reproductive and sexual health care needs. To date, Nurx has delivered birth control to more than 1.6 million patients in the U.S. It's convenient, it's private, and it's compassionate. Nurx provides reliable reproductive and sexual health care that's accessible right from home with no judgment or stigma attached. Thanks to Nurx for sponsoring this podcast. Taking control of your health starts here. Go to Nurx.com/best to get started. That is Nurx.com/BEST. Results may vary, not offered in every state. Medications prescribed only if clinically appropriate. Consultation required. Allergies are my ultimate handbrake. When my nose is plugged up, I feel like I can't do anything. I can't enjoy dinner because I can't taste my food. I can't work out because I get so tired and distracted. Sometimes it's hard for me to even host this show because my voice sounds like a duck and I am like sniffling and then coughing the whole time. And as somebody that has pretty bad allergies, especially to oak trees, and lives on a property with like 15 oak trees around her, I've had such bad allergies my whole life. But luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients, just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, itchy nose and throat, sinus congestion, and pressure with ease. If you are ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it's time to live Claritin Clear. And I wish that I had this in high school because I'm telling you, like, especially around spring, my allergies would get so bad. My face would get so swollen. My eyes would be so red. I couldn't stop sneezing. Sneezing is exhausting. I would just be in like a daze, a total daze. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Favorite thing about each other?
I was looking at you. I just said before I was looking at you, reading me the this email that you were sending out to for business. There is
badass email, huh?
The combination between, okay, I have time for a little. I was going to the mechanic today. I was in an Uber with this lovely woman named Sophia. Sophia is mother of four.
Yeah.
Her older son is 26, all boys.
She had four boys.
Yeah, and a younger son is 14. She was remarried. She had three kids with the first husband. She had this kid. She defined her fourth kid as what am I thinking sort of kid. that she had later in life. And we had a beautiful talk. And she was Mexican. She had a Mexican background. And her mother was Italian background. Born and raised in Los Angeles.
There's no better mix of person than Mexican and Italian.
That's
the two
what
best
I said
places
to her.
In the fucking world.
And what was interesting was you know, we talk and she was very nice. Might be the best Uber ride I had, even if it was in a very humble car. And she said to me, oh, I am sure, because, you know, she asked me, she lives in San Diego. She came to see her mom here in Los Angeles today.
Oh, I'm just like ripped around a little bit.
I'm getting to the point. And she said to me, after we talk and after she asked me about Italy, about my job, about my kid, blah, blah, blah. She said, oh, I bet your wife is like, what she said, like, oh, Vogue cover beauty.
Oh.
I said, well, I think my wife is the most beautiful woman I ever met. But, you know, Sophia, when I met my wife, that wasn't what she presented to me. When I met my wife, she didn't for a second have her beauty defining her in front of me. She didn't offer that as a first thing. She offered how smart she was, how independent she was, how strong she was, how kind she was, how thoughtful she was, and how sensitive she was. And beauty is a consequence of that for me. So my wife, in that sense, to me, is the most beautiful woman in the world. And Sophia was like, that's exactly what a woman should do. You know, this is a single mother of four boys driving an Uber. God bless her. But it's so far. I'm just mentioning that this happened like 2 hours ago. And that's what I think is, that's my favorite thing of who you are.
That's so nice, Davide. You want to feel Carlo kicking me? He's moving so much right now. My favorite thing about you, who was I talking to about this recently? You're just such a magnetic, magical person. Like, you lead with such a open heart. You're such like a sweet, charming, you're so easy to fall in love with. And I could see sometimes how like you'll make a joke with customers or something and they'll be kind of like, don't understand what you're saying. And then like you get really frustrated when you feel like people don't understand you. And I think that just speaks to how much you want to connect with people when you feel like misunderstood.
Love people. Yeah.
I love people. I'm the same. I want people to like me so bad.
No, but you said that. I love people.
No, so I know. We both like love people so much. And so I think it's this really special thing to me that I know whatever room you're in, especially I have this pride when we're not together. I have this pride. Like when you were in Chicago last week, I was picturing you in every environment while you were there and how everyone must have just been falling in love with you. Like you were like, oh, I went to this restaurant with these people. Oh, and shit, I was like, oh my God, like, I can't imagine, like, those two guys you went to dinner with probably just were like, Davide's the best. And then, like the work that you were doing while you were there, I was like, ugh, like, everyone's probably like, this guy's the best. You know, like, you're just, and I said this when I was pregnant with Carmela, that, like, the way that you love me is so out of a fucking fantasy that I can't imagine what it would feel like to be your daughter. And this like weird thing happens where it's like, it's obviously so becomes like sounds so sexual, but it's just so not, because it's just this element of life that is just like pure love. And you experience that, if you're really lucky, only from like your dad and your husband. And like,
I agree.
That's a, you know, it's like, there's, it's like that, I hate to bring up his name, it's like that John Mayer song where it's like, fathers be good to your daughters. It's called Daughters.
John Mayer, just so you know, I don't know what chance, I don't know how remotely the what the chance are of you listening to this. Just so you know, this week only, it's been like, this is the third time I heard.
No, twice I've brought up John Mayer.
I heard John Mayer in this house, in this household. Just saying.
I've been listening to John Mayer.
You don't need to justify yourself. Guy's a great guy. Great artist.
I'm just saying.
But he does it. He wrote that song in a really beautiful way.
I love this song.
What is it? It's like, fathers become your daughters.
Yeah.
Girls become lovers that turn into mothers.
Yeah. No, it's a beautiful song.
It's fucking beautiful.
Gotta give it to him. I think that's
what's so wonderful about you is like, you are just this big, loving, and by the way, this goes back to when we were broken up and I was living with Aaron in Venice and I was a fucking mess and you were ignoring me and I like couldn't sleep, I couldn't eat, I wanted to fucking die and you were ignoring me because you knew that if you talked to me, you would like buckle and I knew that if I could just get you to talk to me, you would buckle. And then you did something that was so fucking wild and it was the biggest message. And I was like, it was so funny because I was like, it made me know that I was in, but it also was the main reason why I loved you so much. You sent me a video of you dancing with your mom because you had surprised her and gone home and you were slow dancing with her in the kitchen. What song was it too? We got to find it.
Was a song of Adriana Celentano. No, exactly.
And you were like kissing her face. You were kissing her face and you were like grabbing her arms and you like were grabbing her lower back. Like you, and it wasn't sexual. You were just like trying to like absorb her body. And I was like, the love that this man has for his mom, it's like the most. And I could see how, like, this is where, like, Americans get weird, where I could see how, like, if someone were to see that, they'd be like, why is he touching his mom's butt like that? And it's like...
You was a little tiny woman, too.
Yeah, she was just, like, a squishy. She was, like, as wide as she was tall. And it's just... And, like, it's, like, this thing that, like, transcends any of that. It's, like, such, like, a pure element of, like, humanhood. You know? It's, like, heavenly. And so... you have that special. It's so funny because girls are always like, does Davide have a brother? And I'm like, yeah. And they're not like Davide is one of one, truly. And so
you're so kind.
That's my favorite thing about you is you're just like the most loving. And then we're really lucky to be able to experience that in many tangible ways, which is like through your food and through how you run your business. Like, you're not like a sleazy businessman. Like, I hear you in meetings and like the ideas that people have and like the way that they want to run their business. And like, people can make as many fucking assumptions of us as they want. Like, every time I sit in a fucking meeting with Davide and lawyers, Davide will lead the meeting by saying, I don't want to treat anybody the way that I wouldn't want to be treated. Like, you are not trying to come up on anyone. And I've never met anyone that wasn't trying to come up on something either. Every fucking dude, every person, everyone I've ever met is like, oh, I can get this better deal if I do this or meet this person or do that. Or, oh, if I can, I'm going to just network a little bit harder. Or, oh, I'm going to get this better deal. Or like, I'm going to lie and say that my brand is worth this much so I can get that. Like, everyone, we know everyone in this industry. Everyone is a fucking sleaze bag and you don't play that game. Not even kind of close. I wish you did a little bit. We would be in a much better place. But like, you're a good person. And so I'm like, okay, this is like a long game thing because like, as much as you like, it's taking longer and the deals we have made have like fucked us over or whatever, we've done them from like pure generosity and there's no way that that's not going to pay you back. Like when I talk to like, when I get frustrated about work stuff, like what gives me contentness in my soul is like, you have worked so hard and you're such a good, are you crying? Why are you crying? And then I'm just like, there's no way you're not going to get back what you've put in. The way you worked your fucking ass off at Suit Supply, the way you worked your fucking ass off at Brunello, the way you were like a badass when you were on fucking Big Brother, which is something we don't talk about, but like you ended up being like a man, like nobody wanted to vote you off and you were like famous and no, and you don't even talk about the fact that you were like so famous a million years ago because you're like, I wasn't famous for any like thing that I did work wise. So it felt inauthentic. And you like gave up all that and like started over. You're just the best. Sorry, I went on for too long. Why are you crying?
Because
you can't cry on the podcast.
That's when it goes back to, this is the second podcast. I cry now.
People Williams, are going to make fun
Michael
of
Williams
you.
Made me cry. And this is hearing you saying this is exactly what made me nervous about having a son and being able to...
He's got so many good. He's gonna be great. I'm not worried about him. I can feel his energy inside me.
No, you know, integrity is, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? I personally am feeling a little drained, but I have to say I've been making very healthy decisions lately to remove myself from certain social situations, go to more of different kinds of social things. Like, this is a whole new adult world for me. And I have to tell you, like, that's come from like years of therapy and talking about what's really important to me. You know, I'm like pushing 40. I have about to have two kids and, you know, being liked or feeling like I need to show up to everything to be relevant was something that was like very hard for me to let go of. It's like, you really got to figure out what the right amount of socializing is for you and how you recharge and maybe how you thrive around people or maybe need more alone time. And if that's something you need some work on, well, guess what? Therapy is the best thing to help you navigate through that, because so much of us have so much anxiety around this. And that's what I learn in therapy constantly. If you're thinking of starting therapy, I always urge you to give BetterHelp a try, because you have nothing to lose. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I'm able to move around my appointments all the time. I can do them in the car. I can do them from my office on Zoom. Like, it's beyond helpful. You fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge, which I think is just unbelievable. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Pia, and that's going to get you 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Pia. Your kids grow up fast, but that doesn't mean they have to outgrow their favorite items after only a few months. Posh Peanut gets it, which is why they make super stretchy and colorful clothes that seem to grow with your child, so you'll get longer wear out of those adorable styles. It is so frustrating to feel like your kids' clothes are like locked and loaded, and then to just put on those pants or put on that shirt and they are not fitting. It's very frustrating. And that's why I love Posh Peanut. They make thoughtfully crafted, beautiful, and stylish clothes for kids and families designed in-house, from beautiful florals to your favorite brands such as Hot Wheels, Disney, Hello Kitty, and Barbie. Their pieces are made with ridiculously soft viscose from bamboo that stays soft even after you wash them over and over again. I honestly feel like they get softer when you keep washing them. And their high quality fabric is 4 times stretchier than cotton, so it grows with your child. It's also breathable and chemical free, which means they're delicate on your baby's sensitive skin. Posh Peanut is made for infants and kids, but they also have sizing for moms and dads if you want the whole family to match. And if you're not a parent, consider this the perfect gift for any little one. And Posh Peanut is loved by over 1 million parents and also adored by all of your favorite celebrities and influencers. We can't say their names, but if you know, you know. Right now, Posh Peanut is offering our listeners 20% off your first order with promo code BEST. So go to poshpeanut.com and use promo code BEST for 20% off your first order. That is poshpeanut.com/BEST, promo code BEST. I'm gonna power through some questions so we can get back on track. Thoughts on sleep training? Hard yes.
Hard.
What other names did you have for Carmela?
What other name? What if you wouldn't be Carmela?
No, what other names do we have? Guys, we only go, we don't.
What are you, sorry, explain.
Like, did we have a bunch of other girl names? We only go with family names. I couldn't imagine picking from an endless.
I have some name. If people are looking for names, I have plenty.
No, but they're just saying, did we have any other options?
It's thoughtful to have
Augustina.
To care.
Was in the lineup.
To care family what? Names. I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's the only real things that we have. Talking about what you were talking, what I was saying is like, you know,
we're very traditional. So
you know, like with the integrity and other things that we would like it to transfer to our kids, carrying a name, I think, is a beautiful thing.
What other name did we have?
Augusta was something that we thought about it. I remember we had the moment that he wanted to call her Charlie.
Oh, I thought about Charlie because my dad.
Jocks and.
Oh, it was only family names. There really wasn't.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, I don't know if it was because of my mom.
Sarah just texted me, Davide, and said, Finney just looked in the mirror and said, I look so handsome. I look like Davide.
That's my boy. baby boy God. Is so special. Beside that, also his father looks. God. His father is the more. I have a man crush on his father fully. I think that for Carmela specifically, also she's such a Carmela.
She's such
face,
a Carmela.
Her eyes, mm-hmm. Her name really suits her personality, and I love Carmela. Today. After a long time, I had the chance to spend.
You haven't had any quality time with her like spend, that. So cute.
Very good quality time with her today. We had lunch together. We went to the park. We lay on the grass. We went multiple times down a slide together. then we went to see Carlo with you. I love her. At a certain point, I have this hat that has a very long brim. And. She asked the boy, took off the hat, she wanted to hug me. Because the hat kind of hit on her head.
How do you keep your life feeling romantic with kids?
Listen, it's, I think you can never forget what those kids came from. That's what I believe.
Lots
there
of
is
sex.
No.
Fucking.
Beside that, no, but it comes from love.
No, of course.
And by the way, guys, you know, it's not a mystery that it change in any like physically and, you know, and then you're busy.
I'm going to say what I really think. I think a lot of people have kids and they get obsessed with their kids.
Yes, that's true.
And they put their kids before their relationship. That's not a bad thing. We made a conscious decision. And my parents made the same decision. This is how I was raised. And it worked for me and my family. And it worked for Davide and his family. And so this was an easy decision to come to, which is that there are boundaries with our children and that our relationship comes first before anything. Because if our relationship is not good, then this whole fucking house falls down.
It does impact so many things.
If we're like, my parents were making out and touching. Remember I read that DM that one time from my brother. It was like a girl who follows me on Instagram and she's a friend. I fucking have it screenshotted somewhere. She was a friend of like one of my brothers. She was the girlfriend of this house always had. Everyone had their. This was like so many of my, I have three brothers and a sister. So all their friends would hang out here. And this girl DM'd me and said one night that she had come with her boyfriend to pick up my brother to go out for the night when they were in high school when they were in high school and they were going to a party or something. And they walked in and my parents were like on the couch. A fire was going. They were watching a movie. She said they were straight up giggly and like a little drunk. You know, they had like a bottle of wine open next to them on the couch and they were watching a movie and that she had not, she remembers it so much because she was like, I have like my parents, not that, but I'm just, I'm not that I hate, it sounds like I'm saying something like elitist or something, but it was that she was like, I hadn't seen that. And my parents are their friends, where there was this like giddy romantic relationship happening. It was like a Friday night. And my parents were like, I wasn't, she was like, you had been like long in bed. And there were clearly like, you know, my teenage brother was still in the house, but they were like on the couch doing their own fucking thing. And it was always like that. It's like, you want to all hang out? Great. If you want to do your other thing, whatever. But like, we're going to cook a meal and we're going to sit down and eat and we're going to, they would go out to dinner at least once a week on a date without me, or they would have dinner parties here. Like, and they were always kissing and slapping each other's butts. If the door was closed, I had to be like bleeding to sleep in their room. And like, I want to do the same with her. Like, do we let her, do we love bringing her in the bed? Do we love having her sleep with us every once in a while? Of course, it's so special. But like, I think like there should be a hierarchy and a prioritization of my sexual and romantic and intimate relationship with my husband. And that, like, I don't need to be like validated by my child, but I do want our relationship to be healthy. And so I don't need my kids to need me. That's very important to me, that my kids aren't like, like panicked without. I want content children who feel safe in their rooms, who feel safe going to school because they know that we're coming back for them and putting them in a good place, that feel like they have a loving home, like this is a safe place for them with parents that aren't, you know, this is important to me. So we keep the romance alive because we make a lot of room for it and we make it a priority. And like, unfortunately, that comes down to shit that like a lot of people don't like to do. But like, also, if you fucking work, I don't know how you can't do it, but like sleep training is something that we knew we wanted to do because we knew if our daughter had a schedule, we could plan around it. We could go out on dates. We could have dinner, the two of us at home if she's in bed, you know, like she feels.
I think like, it's, like it having was, a,
these are just like life choices.
Having a healthy life for them and building their space for them because they can't do it at such a young age, and keeping your space in your partner's space sacred, like
sacred, you
know, honor it. It's very important. And I think, honestly, not to sound too, love is important, guys. And sometimes it's very easy to forget that when you have kids. But actually loving the person you made the kids with will transfer it in love to your kids, and is the perfect, it is the perfect way to show what love is about. You love, you loving your partner, loving your kids will teach them how to love.
Totally.
How to be loved. So I think it's very important. That's how I feel.
Okay. That's a long podcast already. We're at 46 minutes. I'm supposed to keep these really short.
Damn. You know, when they say that when the time, the time passed by so fast because it's been so pleasant.
This is what I'm obsessed with, your fucking,
this is a very, was a very lovely conversation.
But the Davide, you think that this is what they say, the time was, passed so, what did you say, so slow?
No, because it's
so
much. But
Davide, like the funny like American way to save that, to say that is time flies when you're having fun.
Time flies when you're having fun.
But the way you just said it, everything you say is so, so much more charming, my darling.
Sometimes I elaborate things that you guys already have. And you're like, yeah, but you don't say that.
Right? Yeah, but you have much more beautiful way to say it. Oh my God. You guys hearing him say that in that way, like,
it's been a pleasure.
That he's that like level of cuteness is constant. Even when you feel misunderstood. It's cute.
It's okay. It's okay to be misunderstood sometimes, guys. It's underrated.
I don't speak your fucking language at all. I'm a loser.
No, it's okay. You will.
It's not okay.
I think you will pick up.
Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Do you want to rub some lotion on my belly?
Why not?
That's a good way to keep the romance up when you're pregnant, guys. Make your man rub lotion on your body.
Butter.
Ciao, amore. Thank you for having me.
Ciao.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this week's episode of Everything is the Best. I hope you enjoyed it. Please rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff. Maybe leave a comment. But remember, shitty comments are for shitty people. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Pia Barangini. And I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous rest of your day. Love you. Ciao.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.